Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Whether it be actors, singers, sports stars, whoever, the whole world is interested in celebrities and famous people in general. While most seem nice enough in interviews and on screen, when the cameras are off, it can sometimes be a totally different story. In this video, we will be finding out who the most entitled celebrities are, as I take a look at Reddit's answers to the question, what famous person did you regret meeting because they were a butt? I met Will Ferrell at a movie premiere for a holiday movie. After the movie premiere, there was a meet and greet, and the actors were lingering on the main floor. I introduced myself just to tell him what's up and that I enjoyed the movie. He looked at me though with a side glance and stated, "Get away from me." I was 12 years old at the time. What, Will? I thought you meant to be a nice, you know, funny man, not a horrible guy. What the hell? I met Shane Dawson at a restaurant I used to work at. He used to come in a few times a year with his fiance and in-laws. He's an idiot. Like, none of my servers liked him or wanted to serve his family. And I dang near had to fight some little girls off the property because they would not leave without seeing him. I've met a lot of celebrities due to my job and where I've worked. Most are just normal people. One that does stand out to me though is Barbara Streisand. She was staying in a hotel I used to work at and wanted a set of small steps leading up to her bed to be made so her dog could get up there. She also wanted a fresh roll of turf brought every day for her dog to pee and poop on. I don't know why she couldn't have just picked up her own dog, but hey. On the flip side though, Britney Spears is an utter sweetheart who comes across like she just wants peace and to be left alone. She used to like having flowers delivered to her room so she could make displays, etc. They were pretty good. I wouldn't say disappointing, as I never was eager to meet him, but Drake. Drake was just unprofessional and egotistical when I worked with him both times. This was before he got big, first award show type level. He's told me to F off directly, and I watched his mum calm him down from a tantrum. Jared Leto. I worshipped him as a teenager, mainly from seeing him in Requiem for a Dream and My So-Called Life and his band. But he was the most pretentious and arrogant person in real life. Never meet your heroes. Yeah, to be fair, that is cliche, but I've heard it so often. You have this amazing picture of what your hero is going to be like, and if they let you down just by 1%, then it's going to be disappointing. I met James Brown back in the 80s when I lived in Vale. The man was dissatisfied with everything and generally drunk. Absolute flip side though was meeting Mr. Rogers when I was at Pitt. That man was the real deal. Yeah, I've seen people who worked with Mr. Rogers describing him as almost exactly the same as on his show. And that is beautiful, just a beautiful man then. He expected my seat on a plane. He was our local news anchor. He actually said, "I may look familiar." I said, "You're a merchant banker? Seriously, you're a local news anchor and you think everyone's gonna know who you are? How egotistical is that?" Oh look, Jared Leto again hit on my girlfriend at the time and called me fat. His brother Shannon was super nice though. To be fair, if more than one person is saying a celebrity is a bit of an idiot, they're probably, you know, right. I used to work in a posh hotel in Canada, vague on purpose, and I'd met many famous people during my time there. Most were forgettable interactions, honestly, but one stands out as the absolute worst. Chevy Chase. He's a trash human being. He was totally miserable and insulting to all the staff, and we treated him with nothing but professional respect and courtesy. If I ever meet him again, I'll tell him to his face what a colossal POS he is. I can't even watch his movies since. For the record though, the best celebrity guest for me was Dave Grohl. He's an absolute awesome guy. I once met Bill Burr at the Comedy Store in Hollywood. This was a little bit after his first Netflix special came out, and I was a huge fan. I saw all the YouTube vids out at the time, including his famous Philly rant. Needless to say, I was starstruck when I saw him, and I couldn't really muster the courage to speak. He was talking to some people in the hallway, and I didn't know how to ask for a picture without being rude, so I stood there with my girlfriend, kind of looking in his direction. Once he acknowledged us, my girlfriend asked him, "My boyfriend is a huge fan. May we take a photo?" At which point, Bill said, F no, I don't do pictures. My heart sank. Then he smiled and said, nah, I'm just kidding. Come here. Where would I be without you guys? Then he motioned us in for a group photo and said, now let's put our arms around each other like we know each other. He totally made my week. That dude is awesome. Not gonna lie, mate, you have been the first off there. I was a bit worried, but good to see that guy is an absolute legend. A famous soap opera star in my country. He came into the Dairy Queen I was working at. I didn't know who he was, and my co-worker started hyperventilating and went into the back. The guy was rude, and when I handed him his cone, he said, is that all? Like he expected extra because he was famous. Yeah, dude, if you order one scoop, you get one scoop. I didn't find out he was famous until he left, and my co-worker came back to the front. God, asking for more just because you're famous, that is a terrible trait. Beyonce's dad was an absolute jerk to waitstaff. Snoop and his dad, though, were awesome. That, bar none, was and forever will be my favourite bartending gig. That does not surprise me at all. Reggie Jackson. He was a childhood idol of mine. I got the opportunity to get a photo with him at some booth at a trade show called Internet World years ago during the dot-com boom. No one was in line to get pictures with him, so I walked up to get a photo while he was apparently trying to get the girls in the next booth over to sleep with him. He acted all bugged that I asked for a photo, even though that is what he was hired for, and rolled his eyes. I guess he thought I cock-blocked him by just showing up in line to get a picture. I tossed the picture in the trash once I got it, though. Later that day, I got a ball signed by Steve Garvey, who was super nice. He replaced Reggie Jackson as my hero that night. I was actually the bar. I saw Don Cheadle at an airport and was thinking about Ocean's 11 and said to my friend, dude, it's Bernie Mac. And he looked back at me and said, no, I'm the other black guy from Ocean's 11, but at least you like the movie. Oh, he handled that very well, but dude, you effed up in that situation, my God. Probably only for British people. But my boyfriend saw Peter Kay with his bodyguard in a chippy. Didn't say anything, but elbowed his brother. Peter Kay saw him and said, yeah, it is me. Now F off. Pretty harsh, considering my boyfriend was only 11 at the time. For those of you who don't know, Peter Kay was a big comedian back in the day, but he's very much tailed off now. Not really that funny, to be honest. Then he had his moment of fame. Clearly went to his head. Me and my sister saw Alec Baldwin, Tina Fey, and Salma Hayek on the streets when we were eating lunch. They were just coming out of a car, about to go into some building next to us. We had no idea why they were together, but in retrospect, it was definitely because they were filming 30 Rock. My sister said, oh my God, is that Tina Fey? And Alec Baldwin turned around and went right in her face and said, don't freaking say that. Don't speak to us. Why would you say something like that? You can't speak to us. Not now. But it didn't really end there. He yelled again at us outside his building, saying, don't look over here. Turn around and eat your food and F off. He sounded genuinely furious at us, almost like he wanted us to yell back and start something with him. Honestly, my sister was on the verge of tears. It was horribly embarrassing. Everybody knows now that Alec Baldwin has a history of screaming at people, but at the time we had no idea. Don't get me wrong, my sister shouldn't have yelled at Tina Fey like that, but the way Alec snapped was straight up scary, like he was about to physically hurt her. Salma Hayek and some other lady who I didn't recognize came over and apologized to us. She asked if we wanted her to go and get Tina and get her autograph, because apparently Tina felt bad too, but we said no. She then talked to us about the food we were eating, which was Mexican food, and we ended up having a brief conversation about New York's lack of quality Mexican food. She was incredibly charismatic and sweet. Why can't all celebrities be like that? I mean, it must be such a privilege, no, to have people know who you are, respect you, and be that excited when they see you in person. Why has Alec got to be so rude about it, man? Just accept that, you know, people really like you and are so happy to see you in person. That should be a good thing. I met Kevin Costner and Clint Eastwood when they were filming near Austin. I was waiting tables. Costner was a jerk. Eastwood was amazing. And a caricature of himself. He's huge. Huge hands. The lines in his face are deeper than you think they are, but he was so polite and gentlemanly and gracious. Prince Andrew spent a lot of time around him about 10 years ago working at private social events he attended. The guy is a total prick. Well, that's not really surprising given the stuff that's now come up about him. One comment down below says, maybe he would have been nicer to you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you were younger... Oh, God. I once made a drink for Britney Spears at Starbucks 6 or 7 years ago, and the experience left us all thinking she was an entitled diva. But with the info that's come out in the last couple of years, I realised we had it all wrong. I was on bar that day, and I remember glancing into the lobby and thinking, huh? That chick looks like Britney Spears, only older and skinnier. She was gorgeous, but looked drawn and thin. I thought maybe hungover or partied way too hard, wearing this denim miniskirt, platform heels, a fringe halter top, and smeared dark eyeliner. I reached for my next cup, and in Sharpie, it said, Brit crossed out Dave. And I was like, So anyway, I make the drink. Britney is standing with her arms crossed tightly over her chest, looking at the floor, very standoffish. I call out the drink for Dave. She stares at it, reaches for it, then draws her hand back to her arms crossed position. Some dude picks it up and hands it to her, and they leave. I catch my coworker on register and say, was that? And she automatically begins recounting her experience, which was that when she said, hi, what can I get for you? The bodyguard said, Brit, what are you having? Though she was right in front of my coworker, she gave her order to her bodyguards, apparently they were two, and although my coworker could hear it perfectly, the bodyguard repeated it. When my coworker went to write her name on the cup, which was standard and enforced at all times at my store, the bodyguard held up his hand and said, excuse me, do not write her name on the cup. It's Dave. My name's Dave. So that explains the crossed out name. My coworker was irritated because it was like she was invisible, had addressed Britney directly because she was at the counter, had clearly heard the order, had written down the exact name the dude addressed her by, but it was like, she felt, she wasn't good enough to have direct contact with her, so she had to have some sort of middleman when they were 2 feet apart. But now that I've heard about how little advocacy Britney has over her entire life, I'm completely second-guessing my initial reaction to that experience. It seems entirely plausible now that she wasn't permitted to interact with anybody during that outing. Overall, it's extremely sad. I mean, completely agree with you there. It's one thing when you hear stories about celebrities and they're openly rude to your face and it's just obvious that they're being rude for no real reason other than the fact that perhaps that's their personality. But yeah, with situations like this and you know what Britney's been through in her entire life, of course it's absolutely plausible that her bodyguards may have said to her, look, just don't interact with anyone, keep it completely private, we'll do the interacting for you, keep you completely safe, and, you know, not get into any more trouble with what's going on in your life right now. It makes complete sense to me. And yeah, OP, I agree, it is extremely sad, but I guess it just happens. I mean, I'm not sure exactly if this is true or not, but the comment below this comment says, honestly, after hearing that people are not allowed to discuss current events with her, I really wonder how much she knows about life in 2021. If that is true, that is incredible. Wow, so sad. Okay, just looking over some more of these comments. Apparently, her dad has complete control of her life and she's not even allowed to experience her life on her own. Crazy if true. And there we go. That is a selection of answers to the question, what famous person did you regret meeting because they were an absolute butt in person? It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because obviously on screen and in interviews and all that stuff, famous people, celebrities, obviously want to make themselves look as kind and generous and nice as possible. And of course, I'm not saying that most aren't. I'm hopeful that most are. But you know, obviously until you meet someone in real life and see what they're really like, you're not going to get a true representation of how they are as a person. Some of these stories were interesting because in a lot of them, I'm going to be honest, there was no need for the celebrity to be rude, especially the Alec Baldwin one. I mean, that was ridiculous in my opinion. That was the worst of all of them. Obviously, it has to be said that, you know, in certain situations, people are going to be in a bad mood. And obviously, we can't expect famous people to be nice all the time. In their own private lives, they can do what they want, obviously. But, you know, there's no need sometimes to just be outright rude to people that are fans of you. That's what I don't really understand personally. I've got to say, though, with the Britney Spears one, that is just wholly sad. And it is important to have that context in mind because, you know, know. A celebrity could be being annoying to you, or you may think they are, have that impression, but in reality, something way deeper and way more sad could be going on in their own minds. And yeah, the Britney Spears one is a great example of that. Obviously, like, she's having some serious issues in her head and with her own family. If that is true about her dad taking control of her entire life, I've read a few more articles. It does seem legit. I feel for her, because that is not a situation you want to be in. But it does explain why that situation in the coffee shop happened in the way it did, and explains why, you know, that bartender, that coffee barista might have got that impression of her. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/AskReddit. I'm really enjoying this series, you know, just going on Reddit, finding interesting questions that people pose, and, you know, seeing Redditors' best answers to them. This one was another great example of that, I thought. Anyway, if you enjoyed it, drop a like down below. If you want to see more of the, you know, Ask Reddit videos that I've been making, check them all out in this playlist right here. There are loads in there for you to go through and enjoy. And if you are new to the channel, please make sure to hit this button, subscribe with notifications on. That's very important, so you get notified every time I post a video, each and every day. I'll see you all tomorrow if you have that button on, with a brand new video. So stay safe, and I'll see you then. Peace out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.